Archers for the week, 27th of April to 2nd of May, 2003.
It's the cricket team's first match of the season, and they're hoping for great things.
How many more do we need?
71. 14 and a half overs.
Yeah. It's not going to be easy.
No. The bowlers have kept it tight.
Mm. Come on, David. You do the boundary. Oh! Ah! That was close. That's too full to drive. He's got to wait for the bad ball.
If they bowl any. What did I tell you? My builder should be finished this week.
Mm. No. That's good.
All I've got to do is lay the surface for the car park and mark out the base, and that's it.
You're right.
It's going to be such a relief when they finally go.
Oh! No, he's bowled him. Oh, that's all we needed.
Hard luck, David!
Is that the slower ball?
It didn't really matter what it was. Still got him. You padded up yet, Adam?
Yes, just coming.
This should be interesting.
Yes. Let's see if he can carry all that good form from the nets onto the pitch.
Well, I could be wrong, but I have a feeling he just might.
So, what do you think? Shall I grind the runs out or go for them all in boundaries?
Take your time. Yeah, get used to the pitch and the bowling before you try anything.
Okay, sir.
And watch out for a slower ball. I reckon that's what got David.
Thanks. See you later.
Yeah, just don't get too cocky.
Duncan's next in, isn't he, then, William?
Yeah, that's right.
Aren't you going to get your pads on, William?
No, you'll have to change the order.
What do you mean?
Well, put me down at the bottom. I've got to sort something out.
We can't do that. You're our number seven.
I can't. I've got to go.
But you can't just walk
Leave
off.
It, Sid. He's obviously upset about something.
Where's William going?
No idea.
He seemed fine when he was talking to Fallon just now.
Yeah, if she said something...
Well, we'll just have to move everyone up one until William comes back, that's all.
But William's our last decent batsman. You better not take too long.
Yeah, and this bowler's dangerous.
Oh. At least Adam seems confident. Look at the way he's taking guard.
Yeah. Well, he didn't seem too bothered as we crossed.
Well, who knows? Adam might just make the difference.
Let's not count our chickens just yet.
What a shot!
Look at that!
I told him this boy could play, didn't I?
Shouldn't you still be at the cricket?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
What's up?
Can we close the door?
Yeah, sure. So, what's this all about, then?
How could you do it, Em?
Do what? What are you talking about?
You went out with Ed on Friday night.
Who told you?
Fallon.
Yes, she would.
Well, she wouldn't have if there was nothing going on.
There isn't. We just went out and had a bit of a laugh, that's all.
You even went to the same place we did.
I didn't know we were going there.
Em, I can't take it. I don't want you going out with him.
But he's my friend.
And he's my brother. I know what he's like.
You're so hard on him.
But he doesn't care who gets hurt so long as he gets what he wants.
Look, I'm sorry, Will, all right? Can we just talk about something else?
Oh, so that's it, is it? You think we can just ignore it?
I know you hate him.
I don't hate him. Of course I don't. But I know him, Em. Honest, he's bad news.
Look, this isn't going to get us anywhere.
Were you going to tell me?
Yeah, of course I was.
When?
I would have done yesterday, only you had to work.
Why don't you tell me what's going on, Em?
I have done. There's nothing else.
But why? Why did you do it? I don't get it.
I don't know. It just sort of happened.
What do you mean, sort of happened?
Well, you know, he asked me and you were working. It's boring, staying in on a Friday night.
He'll only end up hurting you.
How do you know?
Because he never thinks about anyone but himself.
That's not true. He saved my life twice.
I would have done too.
And look what happened when Jazza OD'd. Ed was really upset by that.
I should have never been doing drugs in the first place.
Well, why can't you just lay off him?
Because he's trouble.
And anyway, what makes you think you can tell me who I can go out with?
Because I love you.
I know that, but you still shouldn't be so hard on Ed.
Why not? He's a loser and if he could, he'd drag everyone else down with him.
That's so unfair, Will. Why are you being like this?
You know why.
Yeah, but it's too heavy. You need to lighten up a bit.
Come on, Em. This isn't a game. Maybe you should take it more seriously.
I am doing, but you don't own me.
No, I know, but...
I can do what I like.
So it doesn't matter if you hurt me.
Of course I don't want to hurt you.
Then stop going out with Ed.
Why should I?
Because he's stupid, he gets into trouble.
Stop it, Will.
He ruins everything, and he's trying to spoil it for us, for both of us.
No, it's not like that. I didn't...
You went out with him. You didn't give me a thought.
Stop it.
Can't you see what he's doing?
What are you talking about?
He can't bear it if I'm happy. He's always got to try and take it away from me. Just like he did with Baby Spice.
So I'm like a cow. Is that what you're saying? One of your possessions?
Of course not.
Well, that's what it sounds like.
Don't be stupid. I'm talking about the way Ed turns everything to his advantage.
Please, Will. I think you should go.
Em, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean you were stupid.
Just go, will you?
It just came out like that.
Please.
You've got to believe me. You're more important to me than anything.
Then leave me alone, all right?
Okay. But I'll call you, right?
Yeah. Fine. Whatever.
I'm really sorry, Em.
Jolly good fellow, and so say all of us.
Hey! 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 And over. Hip, hip.
Hey! Hip,
hip.
Hey!
Hip, hip. Hey!
Hey! Sid, it wasn't just me.
Oh, you scored 61 of the last 72 runs.
I know, but I was lucky.
I wish I was that lucky.
It was just one of those days when everything I tried came up.
Well, let's hope you have a few more of them, mate.
I'll try, but I'm not promising anything.
You know, I think we might be in with a very good chance this season.
Yeah, especially now we've got our own version of Adam Gilchrist.
Exactly. Borchester Old Boys are one of the better teams in this league, and we're just giving them a right pace.
Well, I suppose we shouldn't get too carried away.
Oh, go on, Alistair. Adam got 4 wickets as well. I mean, the man's a star.
Well, like I said, it was just one of those days. Next week, I'll probably get a duck and 0 for 60.
I doubt it. Anyway, we better sort these drinks out, Alistair.
Oh, yeah, sure. It was just a magnum of champagne, wasn't it, Adam?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, it's either that or a pint of Shires.
You've twisted my arm. I'll go for the Shires.
So, how does it feel to be the conquering hero, then?
It's not really my thing, to be honest. Perhaps it'll be your turn on Thursday.
Oh, you mean the election? Oh. I don't think politics is in quite the same league as sport when it comes to heroes these days.
It's more important, though.
Well, it'd be nice to think I might make a bit of difference if I get in.
So, what happens on the day itself? You'd be canvassing?
No, I don't think there's anything much you can do by that stage.
Then how about coming to the farmer's market in Felpersham? I'll buy that pint.
Actually, that's not a bad idea.
Should be a good one.
It's got to be one of the biggest in the area, hasn't it?
If not the biggest, I think.
Okay, better check with Ruth first, but you can definitely pencil me in.
Great.
You looking for someone, Ed?
Yeah, you haven't seen Fallon, have you?
Not in here, no. She might be in the other bar.
Oh, cheers.
How are your ribs feeling, by the way?
Not too bad, thanks. The bruising's virtually all gone now.
Oh, good. I don't suppose you'll be hugging too many people just yet, though, will you?
No, not really.
Edward! Perhaps you could enlighten us as to where your brother disappeared to this afternoon.
I haven't got a clue.
He could have let us down very badly.
Well, then you'll have to talk to him about it.
Yes, I suppose so. Right, everybody, help yourself. These are the Shires.
And I've got the lagers.
Oh, and Adam, before I forget, there's a lad here from the Echo, is like a word. If that's all right.
You're kidding?
No. He thought he'd make a nice little venture. You know, Ambridge native returns from Africa adventure to hit whirlwind 50 for another.
Oh, no.
Welcome to the world of celebrity.
Yeah, now, come on, he's ever such a nice lad. Come on, I'll introduce you. He's over in the corner.
Oh, all right, let's get it over with.
Poor Adam. You almost feel sorry for him.
Almost.
Did Shula watch any of it this afternoon?
Oh, no, it's still too cold for her. She's been doing some work for the interviews on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, of course. Did Suresh get off all right?
Yeah. Apparently they had a little farewell ceremony at Darrington after evening prayers.
No.
Gave him a rose bowl, I think.
Oh, that's nice. Wonder what the new vicar will be like.
Well, we'll soon find out.
How many candidates are there?
3, I think. And they all come highly recommended.
Janet's going to be a hard act to follow.
That's true. Talking of whom, when are you lot going down to Surrey? We were thinking of going on Friday and making a weekend of it.
Oh, right. No, I don't think we can. This week's packed enough as it is without taking any extra time off.
Oh, I know what you mean.
The wedding isn't till the afternoon, is it? I reckon we should be fine setting off in the morning after milking.
Yeah, you should be. Shula wants us to dash back on Sunday. It's Alice's first competition on spearmint.
Ooh!
Shula's taking her to badminton on Thursday, with a couple of other girls.
Great. Yeah, I've got a lot on this week. I don't want to make a reasonable showing at this public debate on Tuesday as well.
Ah, yes. In the village hall.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try and get along to that if I can.
Well, I hope we'll get a reasonable crowd. All the candidates will be there. And then I've got to see the MD at Crowther's on that day as well. I want to use them as the abattoir for the Herefords.
They should be all right, shouldn't they?
Well, I hope so. And then there's the farmer's market in Felpersham with Adam on Thursday.
You'll be fit to drop by Saturday.
I'll see if I can persuade Ruth to drive us down. Otherwise, I'll probably be snoring through the wedding.
I'm sure Tim and Janet would love us.
Anybody seen Ed?
William, where on earth did you get to?
Yeah.
Is Ed in here?
I think he's in the Ploughman's. Is everything all right?
Yeah, it's fine. Couldn't be better, really.
Oh, dear. What's up with him now?
Probably best not to ask.
What the hell do you think you're doing, Ed?
It's nice to see you too, Will.
You went out with Emma on Friday.
So?
How can you say that?
Well, you don't own her.
You're only doing it to get at me.
Don't get real. She's a mate. I like going out with my mates.
She's my girlfriend, and you know that.
Well, then how come she told me she don't want to get tied down?
You're lying.
Anyway, all we did was go out for a drink and a bit of a laugh.
Why are you trying to take her away from me?
What are you going on about?
Just because you fought those blokes off the other week. You think you can take advantage, don't you?
No, it's a free country. Emma can choose who she wants to go out with.
You...
Oh, well!
Oh, bastard!
Hey! Hey, what's going on?
Well, it's him.
Now, come on, William. This isn't like you.
Oh, I hate him.
Then just stop it. Now then, you're right, Ed.
I reckon he might have broken another rib.
Oh, you're lying.
I'm not. It really hurts.
Then I'm sorry, but you stay away from her. She's my girlfriend, not yours.
There are llamas about.
Look at all the flowers. Aren't they lovely?
Yes.
Healed yet?
Lords and ladies and cowslips. It's super the way they take over the lanes at this time of year. You're still bothered about those seedlings, aren't you?
Well, yes. I haven't had them damping off like that before.
Have you lost all of them?
Well, certainly the cosmos and the busy lizzies. I might just be able to save the anti-rhinums.
What a shame.
I don't know what I did wrong.
You just have to get some from the garden centre instead.
Yes, I know, but it's not the same as growing them yourself.
What else can you do?
True, especially with the open weekend so close now.
I wonder if Nigel's worked out his cycle routes yet.
Well, I thought he'd already marked them out.
No, he's going to get Mike in during the week for that. They're putting in wooden posts.
Oh.
They're offering reduced admission for cyclists.
Cool. Does Elizabeth know that?
Yeah, she's all for it. Especially if it means attracting people who might not come otherwise.
Oh, well, good luck to them. Keep it, Jet.
Oh, look, it's Robert.
Steady.
Hello, you two. Out for a walk?
Yes, it's a lovely day for it.
We've been up at Long Wood admiring the bluebells.
They were gorgeous.
Yeah, Lindy and I were up there the other day with the llamas.
And how are they?
They're fine. Do you want to come and see them?
Well, actually, I think we'd better not, with Jet.
Oh, yeah, well, another time, perhaps.
I'd like that. Would you mind if I brought Pip and Josh up too?
No, not at all. They love children. Jamie's already been over a couple of times to see the bean group.
That sounds like fun.
Yeah, it is. Just give us a ring when you want to pop in.
All right, I'll do that. Bye then.
Bye.
Yes, bye.
Robert?
Yeah?
Was that Phil and Jill?
Yeah, it was.
You should have invited them in.
Well, I did, but they thought the llamas might spook their dogs.
Oh, well, yes, possibly.
Where's Constanza?
I've tethered her up. I'm afraid I lost patience with her.
Why?
She won't respond to me, no matter what I do. But Wolfgang's been an absolute treasure. No, no, stop eating those leaves, Wolfgang.
Have you tried grooming her?
Yes, of course I have. It doesn't make any difference.
Oh, I don't understand that. They both love it when I do it.
Yes, I can't understand it either. Perhaps I'll take them round to Glebe Cottage later, since I'm going into the village anyway.
I'm sure they'll be delighted. Jill was just saying she wants to bring her grandchildren to see them.
Oh, yes, she must.
I take it the garden designers have been and gone?
Yes, they have.
And will they do it?
They're starting on Thursday.
Blimey, that was cool.
I know. When I explained they had a free hand, I think they'd rather relish the challenge.
A free hand?
Oh, yes. And I did also explain they'd need to refurbish the low allergen area and that we wanted to extend the life of the house out into the garden.
Right.
I've asked them to put a gas heater on the terrace and solar-powered lights around the water feature so we can sit out in the evening.
Good.
But the main thing is that it must look wonderful by the end of May for the Open Gardens weekend.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You do think it's a good idea to use a Shakespearean theme, don't
you,
Robert?
Yeah, indeed.
He mentioned so many traditional flowers, it would be lovely if we could fit them all in.
Well, is that possible?
Well, I don't see why not, even if they don't all flower at the same time. The effect would be stunning.
Not to mention poetic.
Oh, yes. I know a bank where on the wild thyme blows, where oxlips and the nodding violet grows, quite over-canopied with luscious woodbine, with sweet musk roses and eglantine. Oh, yes, there's nothing quite like the bard.
Well, won't they be too late?
What?
It's a Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh, Robert, try not to be so literal.
Sorry.
I just don't want Ambridge Hall to stick out like a sore thumb and let the rest of the village down, that's all.
Here! What the heck do you think you're doing?
Ah, you must be Mr. Grundy.
Well, you know, who are you, and what are you doing on our land?
The name's Tilsley. I'm an enforcement officer from South Borsetshire District Council.
Well, which one of them we need to do?
I'm here to investigate a complaint.
Complaint?
I'm afraid someone has objected to the erection of this pole barn.
Sure, I don't believe it. Who's done that?
I'm not at liberty to divulge their identity.
No, you don't have to. I reckon I knows exactly who it is.
Well, if you don't mind, I need to finish pacing it out.
What for?
I just need to check the dimensions.
So what exactly is this complaint, then?
That you didn't obtain the necessary authorization before putting it up.
Yeah, hang on a minute. We don't need no authorization. This is a farm building.
Yes, that can sometimes be the case.
Sometimes?
Well, it depends upon the overall size of your holding.
What's that got to do with it?
You see, the law states that you need planning permission for a building such as this if the amount of land you own is less than 5 hectares or 12 acres.
Yeah.
How much land do you have?
3.4 acres.
Then I'm afraid you should have obtained permission before putting this up.
Well, the law's wrong.
I'm sorry,
how come it's the big farmers always gets the benefit, while the small farmers has to fiddle about with these regulations? That's what I'd like to know. We need this barn.
Look, I do sympathise.
Well, your sympathy ain't going to help much, though, is it?
Well, it isn't the end of the road.
Who's that?
You can make a retrospective planning application, and there might not be any problem.
Oh, can we?
Yes. Now, is there a ladder or something I can stand on?
What for?
I'd like to get the height as well.
Oh, what is it? A couple of crates here.
Oh, yes. That should be fine.
This retro-whatever application, how do we go about that?
Would you mind holding the end of this tape? Thank you.
You didn't answer my question.
Sorry. I've got the relevant paperwork in an explanatory booklet with me.
I hate forms.
Don't worry. They're not too difficult.
Well, they better not be.
All you have to do is read through the notes, then fill out the form and pop it back in the post to us.
And then nobody can stop us, eh?
I'm afraid I can't guarantee that, but it's got to be worth a try, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
Remember to pull the comb through the hair, smoothly and firmly, like this.
They like it, don't they?
Yeah, they love it. If I was a llama, I'd want to be groomed all day long.
And me.
How was your first day back at school, Jamie?
All right. Do they ever get cross?
No, not unless someone's really horrible to them or they get frightened. Some people use them as guard dogs.
Really?
Yeah. They're useful in lots of ways. Your turn now.
Great.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, look, here comes Joe.
Robert Snell, I got a bone to pick with your missus.
Have you?
It's a blooming disgrace what she's trying to do to us. Hello, young Jamie. So good to see you there.
Hi, Joe. Look what we're doing.
Oh, combing his hair. That's nice.
Well, if you're looking for Linda, I'm afraid she's not here.
I see.
Have you got a problem?
Well, I'd rather not see what it is while there's young ears listening.
Well, she should be back in an hour or two.
Would you like to go, Joe?
No, I don't know which creatures what don't rightfully belong here.
Well, go on. They're very friendly.
No, thank you.
Are you going to do my mum's garden later?
No, I don't reckon I'll be doing that neither. We're going to be too busy sorting out problems caused by other people's meddling.
Pass me a couple more apples, Phil.
Yeah, right. Here you are.
Thanks.
I wish this paper didn't concentrate so much on the southeast.
What do you mean?
Well, they're nature notes. They're nearly always at least a week ahead of Ambridge.
I suppose it's because that's where they're based.
Mm.
Everything's ahead now, isn't it? Now Nigel's keeping his chart, Elizabeth says they're really noticing the changes. Especially when they compare them with the notes his great-uncle Edmund kept all those years ago.
Well, it's a different world then.
Mm. Makes you wonder how much earlier everything can get.
Yes.
Think Nigel's swallows will have laid any more eggs?
Oh, probably. They usually lay 5 or 6 over a few days.
Freddie was so excited on the phone last night when he told me he'd seen the first one.
They've done well not to disturb them.
Yes, they have. Wonder what the new vicar's going to be like.
Oh, I wonder if he'll want to keep going with an organist who prefers all the old tunes.
How do you know it's going to be a he?
Well, I don't, although 2 women in a row does seem rather unlikely.
That depends on who the candidates are.
Well, of course, we might not see so much of whoever it is in Ambridge anyway. I think Janet was rather fond of us.
Yes, yeah, she was.
Oh, no, Wolfgang, come back here!
Is that Linda?
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you all right?
Yes, I'm just not used to having a llama poke its head through the kitchen window.
And start eating your apples.
Oh, yes, shoot, you naughty thing. Wolfgang, come out of there!
Go on, out you go.
You're not having these either, there, for our apple pie. Oh, I'm so sorry, I can't seem to move him. That's so funny.
It's just, you make quite a couple, Linda, the two of you, standing there with your heads through the window.
Yes, I do apologise. He's being very disobedient. Naughty Wolfgang.
Think that's what Mozart's father used to say.
Very funny.
Oh, look at the peel dangling from his mouth. Phil, get the camera.
Oh, all right.
Oh, you're not going to take a picture, are you?
It does look very funny.
Then please don't include me, not after last week's picture in the Echo. I'm not sure we should be encouraging Wolfgang anyway. Oh, go on, you stubborn creature. Move.
He is stubborn, isn't he?
Oh, dear. Yes, they're notorious for it. I was so hoping to give you both a nice surprise.
You've certainly done that.
Ah, now then, here we are. Now, Linda, if you'd like to move your head in closer to Wolfgang...
As long as you promise not to send it in and make fun of me.
No, I promise. This'll just be for us.
All right, then.
That's it. Now, smile.
I'll have to tell Pip and Josh all about this. The day the llama came to visit.
Yes, and Daniel, Freddie and Lily. Mm. Yeah, well, I think that should come out nicely.
Well, perhaps you could try pushing his head back towards me.
Well, are you sure?
No, it's worth a try.
You know, I'd almost wear Wolfgang's done this before the way he's looking at us.
Right. Oh, no, it's no good.
Oh, dear. This visit isn't turning out at all as I had planned.
I think he wants another bit of apple.
Well, you could give him some of the peelings.
Please don't encourage him.
I know. If we give some to you, Linda, you could try and lead him away, couldn't you?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, it's got to be worth a try, hasn't it?
Well, possibly. Oh, dear, I am so sorry.
Never mind. I'm sure we'll get him to move in the end.
Now, come on, Linda.
Right.
You take these peelings.
Right.
And I'll try to turn his head to look at you.
Oh, careful, Phil.
Now, come on, Wolfgang.
Adam's glad to see Debbie back at work.
Debbie?
Hold on a sec. Did you want something?
I'm just hoping you're feeling better, that's all.
If I didn't think I was up to, I wouldn't be out here.
Okay, fair enough. The hinds look all right, don't they?
Yeah, we should see the first calves in the next week or two.
That's good. I haven't really seen you since you came back.
No.
How are you feeling? There's a nasty bug you
had. I'm fine. You're the third person to ask me this morning.
Sorry.
Have you spoken to the agronomist recently?
I was going to call him this afternoon.
It's okay, I'll do it.
You don't have to.
It's part of my job.
Right. Shouldn't worry, though. Don't think you'll find any more mildew.
Mildew?
Didn't Brian mention it?
What?
Well, I happened to be in Upper Kiln. I thought it was getting a bit bad.
Oh, no.
It wasn't a problem. I went in with a sprayer.
I meant to do it. How could I go and forget?
Because you were feeling rough, that's why.
I'm surprised Brian hasn't had a go at me about it.
I wasn't going to tell him, and he saw me coming back with a sprayer.
How could I have been so careless?
It's just one of those things.
That's no excuse.
So you're not Superwoman, so what?
No, look, there's little enough profit in this game as it is. We can't afford to lose yield through carelessness.
Oh, come on, forget
it. No, it's bad enough I've left you all in the lurch by being off sick for a couple of weeks, but
I can't even do my job properly when I am here, then. What's the point?
Are you okay? Soz Wills Binpert, all love MXXX.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Well, search me.
It's my phone.
Well, you can't make head nor tail of it.
Yeah, well, you're not supposed to.
Well, he only picked it up because it started making this horrible buzzy noise.
Well, next time, just leave it.
You shouldn't leave things like that lying around. Somebody could have pinched it.
Yeah, all right. Cheers.
What's it called, anyway, that gobbledygook?
What, you been texting?
Texting? It's no wonder people don't talk proper English no more. Not if they grows up using that sort of language.
No, you just don't understand.
Bert, you haven't seen Peggy, have you? I seem to have lost her.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Woolley, I ain't.
Oh, afternoon, Ed. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Have you heard of this texting, Mr. Woolley?
Texting?
Yeah, on these mobile phones.
Ah, the wonders of modern technology.
Oh, excuse me, I got to go.
He's in a bit of a hurry, isn't he?
Yeah, youngsters always are these
days. Yeah, that's true. Have you got a drink?
Oh, yes, yes. I won't have another one, thank you. I only dropped in after showing Raymond our potential new vicars.
Oh, yes, of course. It's the interviews today. Yeah. How many are there?
There's three of them.
Ah. What did you think?
Oh, I'd better not say too much, seeing as it's still sub judice.
Oh, no, of course. I do hope Peggy hasn't forgotten we're meeting here.
Oh, I expect she'll be here in a minute.
Did you know our new cafe's opening at the end of next week?
Ah, no, I did hear someone about that.
Kenton's done ever so well with it. I really thought we'd be struggling to get it ready in time.
Well, was there much to do?
Oh, yes. We've had to completely redecorate, take up the old floor, replace wash basins and cooker hoods. Oh, it really was thick with grease.
It sounds like a big job.
Oh, it is.
Oh, so when's it opening exactly?
On Friday the 9th. Ooh. We're having a little party in the morning to celebrate.
Oh, that's nice.
Would you and Frieda like to come along?
Oh, well, I'd have to ask Frieda, of course, and we'd both have to check with our bosses.
Of course.
But that's very civil of you, Mr. Woolley. I should think we'd both like that very much.
It's all right for you, Ben Archer, but somebody has to clean up your mess afterwards.
You know, the good thing about Crowthers is that we know that their standards are high. I've never regretted going there with Hassett Hills.
Then I think we should go with them, especially as the price seems reasonable.
Well, that's what I think too. But it was good to see him again. You know, talk it through.
Did you tell him we're looking at the end of August?
Yeah, that's fine. And he says that's enough notice. And we both thought it best to take a couple of animals at a time.
And they're happy about hanging them for 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Unlike that other place.
Hmm.
And they're okay about doing the cutting too.
What do you think about the boxes? You know, doing an eighth of a carcass.
Well, he didn't really have a view on that. He reckons that we've just to test the market.
Yeah, he's right.
So, now all we've got to do is start generating interest among potential buyers.
I'd better get on the phone and ring round some of these parish magazines then, haven't I?
Well, when you've got the time, yeah, that'd be great.
What was the wording we came up with?
Didn't you write it down?
Yeah, but I think I've lost it.
Well, I think it was something
Hold
like...
Hold on, let me get a pencil and paper.
Okay.
You can put your plate in the dishwasher, you know.
Oh, yeah, all right.
Right, fire away.
Okay. Premium...
Wasn't it Prime?
Yeah, it could have been. All right, Prime Hereford beef from the Brookfield Herefords of Ambridge. Or something like that.
Sounds okay.
What else do we need? Weight of the meat per box. Phone number. In fact, you get all the different cuts.
Do we want to spell out what they are? Steaks, brisket, stewing beef, mince?
Yeah, should do, I suppose.
How many days' notice are we giving before delivery?
3, and they come to the farm to collect it, remember?
Sorry, I just want to make sure I get it right.
I know.
The adverts won't go in for quite a while anyway, so we can always phone back if we need to change anything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, who's that?
Is Mum coming round?
No. Come in.
Hi, you two.
Oh, hi, Usha.
Hello.
I thought I'd just return this.
Oh, yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, although reading Tom Grisham is a little like a busman's holiday, but he certainly knows how to maintain the suspense.
Yeah, he's good at that.
How's the campaigning going?
Oh, well, if I had the time to do any, I'm sure it'd be fine.
Still, you've got the meeting tonight, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Do you think there'll be many there?
I hope so.
Well, you should get a few, seeing as it's so close to the election.
Yes, I expect all the usual suspects will be there. Linda Snell, Mr. Pullen.
Do you think Linda will bring her llamas?
I sincerely hope not. Judging by Mum and Dad's experience, they'd probably stand in the doorway and stop anyone getting in and out all evening.
What's that, then? Oh, it's just Linda took one of the llamas round to Glebe yesterday, and it started helping itself to some apples Jill was going to use for a pie.
Really?
Yeah, it poked its head right in through the kitchen window, and they couldn't shift it for ages.
Well, llama or no llama, I shall be there tonight to cheer you on.
Well, thank you, Usha. Anyway, listen, I'm going to have to leave you both to it, because I've got to go and inspect the potatoes.
So see you later, then.
Yeah, will do.
Have you got time for a cup of tea?
Yes, all right.
Good, because I'm dying to know what happened on Sunday.
Sunday? Oh, you mean tea with Auntie Satya and the suitable man.
What else?
Actually, it wasn't too bad at all.
What was he like?
Well, he's in his 40s, which is fine. A businessman in the pharmaceutical trade and very successful.
Mm.
Oh, you're terrible.
Good family?
Oh, yes, Auntie Satya's delighted with him.
But what about you? Do you fancy him?
Oh, he's quite good-looking.
What are you waiting for, then?
Oh, don't worry, I'm not. We're having dinner on Thursday.
I thought Mum had invited you round to supper.
Oh, yeah, she did.
What's the sandwich for, then?
It's just to keep me going.
The amount of food Mum puts on the table, you hardly need it.
Look, is this a problem for you?
No, of course not.
Then don't let me stop you doing whatever it is you were doing.
That's okay, you won't. Tea?
No, I'm all right.
Anything interesting in there?
I don't know yet. Oh, and in case you wondered, I phoned the agronomist. He's coming over tomorrow.
Great.
I've also done a batch of lambs, ready for the abattoir.
You don't have to tell me.
Nope, and it's probably just as well, since you can't always rely on other people, can you?
I've arranged to go to the Felpersham Farmer's Market on Thursday, with David.
Farmer's Market? Isn't there a danger you'll end up putting in a lot of effort for very little?
I don't think so.
Well, I suppose if it makes you happy.
Debbie, why are you being so cynical?
Cynical? I'm not being cynical.
Well, if you're determined to be so miserable, then I might as well just leave you to it.
Oh, that got quite lively at the end, didn't it?
Yeah. Took a while to warm up, though.
Decent turnout, too.
Yes, I was pleased about that. It can be rather difficult getting people to show a real interest in local affairs.
Yeah, unless it directly affects them, of course.
Mm. Well, you mean like Mr. Booth complaining about that rubbish blowing into his garden?
He did keep bringing that up, didn't he?
Or I don't reckon Graham Ryder should have shouted at him, though.
Well, it wasn't a shout exactly. He just snapped at him.
Well, it's not the sort of behaviour you expect from a councillor, is it?
No. Though you have to admit it worked. Mr. Booth hardly opened his mouth again after that.
Ooh, even so.
I thought Graham had very little to say for himself, actually.
Yeah, that's true. Especially when you started talking about improving the street lighting round the bus stop.
Well, perhaps he just hadn't given it much thought.
Then he should have done. I reckon he'd be daft to elect him instead of you.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh. Hey, have you not seen Emma?
I can't say we have it.
Did she come over here? Well, not unless she suddenly developed a burning interest in the affairs of the parish council, no.
Yeah, right.
Oh, actually, we should be trying to encourage you lot, shouldn't we?
Yes, we should.
Ed, when you're coming home late at night from a club, say, you'd feel safer if there were more streetlights, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I suppose so.
And what about more facilities in the village?
Oh. You could organise a festival like Glastonbury at one of the farms, and that'd be wicked.
Oh, you must be joking.
I think you need to be a bit more realistic than that.
Oh, I reckon it's a great idea.
I'm afraid it wouldn't really come under our sphere of influence.
Who's that?
What are you doing?
Oh, sorry.
Are you all right, Ed?
Just about.
Is it your rib?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm going to go see if I can find Emma.
Oh, was it something we said?
Oh, it was my elbow.
We've just been talking to George.
He thinks you came out of that much better than Graham.
That's what I reckon and all.
Did you notice when Mrs. Potter started going on about the Christmas trees being left around the green after the New Year?
Oh, yeah, and you could see Graham's mouth going up in a sneer.
I saw that.
He definitely looked as if he thought it was all beneath him.
Well, except when it comes to building more houses that nobody wants.
You mean promoting careful and sensitive growth?
Oh, that's all Mac Crawford and his cronies are interested in.
Well, we shall just have to see which way it goes on Thursday.
Yes, it's all getting rather serious.
Now, I know what I meant to ask you, Bert. Have they decided to do the new vicaries?
Yes, I have.
And?
Oh, it was a long, hard decision, Shule, I reckon. But they know which one they want. Hmm?
So, who is it?
No, that'd be telling.
Come on, Bert.
Oh, I can't tell you, because we don't know whether he'll accept it yet. He might still turn us down.
So it is a man, then?
Oh, it's not for me to say.
Honestly, Bert, stop teasing us.
No, you can try as hard as you like, but I'm afraid you won't get it out of me.
Tom's got Tony helping out at Sawyer's farm.
Jason's done a good job in here.
Yeah, I thought he'd take till the end of the week, but now we can really get on. Do you reckon we can get this fridge any closer to the wall?
Yeah, probably. But remember, you need to leave space for ventilation.
Yeah, I reckon there's still at least another 6 inches. Ready?
Yes, all right.
One, two, three, and push!
Is that close enough?
Yeah, that should do.
Ah, right. Yeah, I thought we were supposed to be getting some help with this stuff.
We were. I don't know where Neil's got to. He said he'd be here by 12.
Oh, I expect he'll be here soon.
He'd better be. I don't want to be kept hanging around. I don't suppose you do either.
Tom, I think you should be careful that you don't take Neil for granted.
I'm not doing.
Well, he's been covering for you an awful lot lately. And he's got all his own work as well.
Yeah, OK, point taken. Eddie's not exactly rushing to get here either.
Yeah, well, from what Clary says, I think he's rushed off his feet at the moment as well.
No, you're right. I'm just being impatient.
So, is there anything else we can do?
Not really. We'll need some help with the vacuum packer. We'll just have to wait.
Are those the cases you'll be putting the sausages in?
Yeah, they were delivered last night.
So it's all happening then?
Oh, yes. They've already got us scheduled into their collection network starting in a couple of weeks.
Oh, that's good.
They'll have a lorry here to pick up at 3 o'clock, and if we're late, they don't wait.
That should concentrate the mind.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Hi, Dad. Tom, there's a couple of guys here from the supermarket to see you.
Talk of the devil.
Apparently they've come to have a look around.
Oh, great. Just when we're in the middle of sorting this lot out.
I hope they're better at inspecting than navigating.
You haven't left them outside, have you?
Well, they said they wanted to start out there.
Why didn't you say?
Well, I just did. You can at least pretend to be grateful.
Hey, now, come on, Helen. You know how much all this means to him.
Yeah, I know, Dad, but there are other things going on in the world. I'm pretty busy too.
Is the cheese ready yet?
Nearly. You know, perhaps I should have set up a new premises like this.
Nah, you're much better off being close to the dairy.
Mm. Yeah, I suppose so. He's got so much space here, though.
Oh, don't worry. Most of it'll be filled up soon enough. Hey, look, I'm taking the MG out for a spin later. You fancy coming along?
Well,
oh, no, go on. I'll buy you a drink in the Bull afterwards, if you like.
Seeing as it's either that or another night in front of the telly on my own.
So, that's a yes, is it?
Yeah, all right. Why not?
I've been that busy since Greg's been in France.
Well, haven't you got anyone helping you?
No, but it's okay. I can handle it.
I'm sure you can. Not much social life, then.
No, but we could all do with a bit more of that, couldn't we?
You're too right. Okay, well, that's £4.73.
It's supposed to be my lunch hour now. So I've got to go pick up a gun that's been repaired.
Well, I hope you get time to enjoy your sandwiches and chocolate.
Actually, the chocolate ain't for me, it's for Emma.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, she loves this dark organic stuff.
So do I. Oh, she'll be starting work just down the road soon, won't she?
Yeah, next week. It's the last day at Lower Loxley on Sunday.
Oh, I bet she's excited about a new job.
Yeah, she can't stop talking about it. You still in touch with Chabra?
Oh, yeah, we text each other all the time. Well, I text him and he gets back to me when he can. He's been really busy.
Oh, you must miss him.
Oh, I do, yeah, but I should be flying out to see him this summer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'll be looking at flights on the internet. They're not that expensive.
Great.
I've never been to Hungary before, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'll bet. Anyway, I better get going.
All right, I'll see you later then.
OK, bye.
I hope Emery enjoyed the chocolate.
I didn't expect to see you back here.
Yeah, Dad asked me to meet him in here for some reason. We're going out in his MG.
Oh, lucky you.
Yeah, well, why not? It's a nice day to have the top down and roar along those country lanes.
I suppose so. You don't know anything about the lights in these fridges, do you?
No, not really. They're on a contact thing, aren't they? So they switch on when you open it?
Except this one doesn't.
Sometimes I find they don't work for a while, and then for no apparent reason they start working again.
Thanks. That's really helpful.
Well, you did ask. You know, this place actually does look quite impressive now you've got everything in.
Yeah, it's not too bad, is it? Neil and Eddie were grumbling at me about keeping them so long, but it was worth it.
Did the inspection go all right?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Any nasty questions?
A couple. They were particularly hot on the hygiene aspects.
Yeah, they always are.
But I'm pretty sure I gave them the answers they were looking for. They seem pleased enough anyway.
Good.
I'm giving up on this.
Just give it 5 minutes before you open it again. You don't know.
Yeah, maybe. The labels look good, don't they? When they came back today, I reckon they look the business.
Yeah, they're okay, I suppose. Well, you must be more or less ready to roll.
Yeah, more or less. Though the cling film people still haven't delivered.
Well, I'd give them a rocket if I were you.
I have done. Twice. I reckon they should definitely have got the message by now.
Oh, that sounds like Dad.
Well, enjoy your trip.
Maybe see you later at the ball.
If you're paying.
It's for me, Mum!
Right, it's okay. We can talk now. I'm in my room.
Oh, I've just been playing this wicked game on the web.
Working hard, then?
Yeah, it's called Slaphead.
What is it?
Well, you've got all these famous bald people, right? And you have to try and slap them on the head.
What for?
I don't know. Makes them fall over.
It sounds pretty stupid.
Yeah, I know.
You must be easy to please.
Well, sometimes. Depends what you're talking about.
Sorry I missed you last night.
That's all right. Don't matter. Here, is that the chillies?
Yeah. Yeah, I knew you liked them. Does it still hurt where Will hit you?
Yeah, only a bit.
I can't believe he did that.
Yeah, well... Here, do you fancy going out sometime?
I don't know. Maybe when it's not so busy at work.
Oh, well, that's cool. Now, listen, I gotta go.
Right.
But I'll call you again soon, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, bye.
I suppose you're waiting for Fallon.
No, I said I might meet Helen in here.
Oh, right.
Though I'll probably see Fallon later.
There you go. One pint of lager.
Thanks.
Oh, they're having this really boring conversation in the other bar.
Oh, yeah?
Talking about vicars they've had in Ambridge in the past.
Sounds riveting.
Oh, well, no one knows who the new one is yet, because Bert won't tell anybody.
He's such a tease.
I think it was the most exciting thing since sliced bread, the way they're going on about it.
Some people, eh?
Yeah, some people.
Did you know I'm all set up and nearly ready to go with the sausages now?
Yeah, Helen's been telling me.
It's great, seeing it finally all come together.
I bet.
There was a time when I really thought I might not make it.
But you managed to struggle on through.
Yep, and now it's actually going to happen. I can't wait.
Tom Archer, sausage king of Ambridge.
Well, I don't know about that. But I can see it really expanding once we're established. So who knows where I might end up?
That's true. Ambridge probably won't be big enough to hold you. Oh, look, it's your dad with Helen.
What are you two drinking?
I'll have a pint, thanks.
Mine's a G&T.
Okay, thanks, Kirsty.
Coming right up. You look a bit windswept.
We've just been out in the MG.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it was good. Though, actually, Tom, I was wondering if you'd come outside and listen to the engine for me.
Why?
Dad thinks there's the tiniest little rattle or something. Well, I couldn't hear anything.
No, I want to make sure it's all right, that's all. I've only just forked out to have it done up.
Okay, come on then.
Oh, thanks.
If Fallon comes down, can you let her know where I am, Kirsty?
Okay.
It could be the carburetor, I think.
I'll tell Fallon if you like. No, it doesn't matter. Things are going well for Tom at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah, I suppose they are. Irritating, isn't it?
Just a bit.
He must be missing Chabba.
Oh, like crazy. I didn't think it'd be so hard.
Have you talked to him recently?
No, but I've been texting him. He doesn't always get back to me. I think it's quite difficult for him.
I bet he's missing you too.
Well, not for very long, I hope. I said I'm going to go out and see him.
Are you?
Yep. I'm just waiting for him to tell me when's the best time, and then I'll be away.
Thanks, Will. This chocolate's really nice.
It's okay. I thought you'd like it.
You can... sit down if you like.
Thanks.
Well, it's nice to see you.
Yeah. I'm sorry about upsetting you on Sunday. I would have come around sooner, but only I thought you might want a bit of space.
It's okay. I know you've been working hard.
Yeah, I have.
But I reckon it's Ed you should be apologising to.
Why?
because you attacked him in the bull.
Is that what he told you?
Well, it's true, isn't it?
I didn't mean to. It just happened.
Yeah, his rib's still broken, Will. I don't know how you could do that.
Well, he provoked me.
Well, you should have stopped yourself.
Well, I did.
Only after you'd already hurt him.
But you don't understand.
Yeah, I do. I don't want you fighting over me.
I only did it because I love you.
Well, it's horrible. It's like something out of a gangster movie.
When I heard you'd gone out with Ed, it was the worst feeling. Like I'd been betrayed or something.
Stupid. You don't own me.
No, I know that. I couldn't help it.
Well, next time you feel like hitting someone because of me, just don't, okay?
All right, I won't. I promise.
What are you like?
Pretty dumb. I guess that...
Oh, hold on. This thing's been going off all day. Oh, I don't believe it. It can be so funny sometimes.
Who's that from? Ed?
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Oh, please, Emma.
What?
Why don't you just tell him to get lost?
Don't start.
But it's me that loves you.
Don't do this to me, Will.
Then tell me you won't see him again.
But he's amazing.
Please, Em.
Will, I've got a splitting headache.
Can I get you something?
No, I just need an early night.
Why, should I turn the lights off?
I'd rather you just went.
Oh, right. You sure there's nothing I can get you?
Yeah. Honestly, I probably just need to lie down.
Right, well... I'll give you a call then, when I've next got a night off.
Or I'll call you. Sorry, but it really hurts.
Well, I hope you feel better soon.
Yeah, so do I. Bye.
Bye, Em.
Joe is still angry with Linda.
This is all your fault, this is.
Excuse me, Joe, but I'm not used to being accosted by men waving envelopes at me.
3 days we've been slaving over this.
I'm sorry, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't plead innocent with me. You sent that man round from the council.
Are you referring to my complaint concerning your illegal pole barn?
You know full well I am. Hours it's taken us to fill these forms in.
What forms?
For a retrospective planning application.
I see. They let you do that.
Suppose you reckon we ain't got nothing better to do with our time.
Well, I must say, I'm surprised to hear you still think you can get away with it.
Look to his eyes, and he is, with his landscaping, composting and ornaments.
Yes, I'm sure he
is. Last thing he needs is an interfering busybody trying to stop him going about his lawful pursuits.
I'm afraid you won't. Get me to back down.
And you won't get the Grundys to lie down and take it, neither. We'll fight this every inch of the way.
Well, at least I know which one of us has right on their side.
Oh, is that what you're thinking? You think you can harass us small farmers until you force us out of business, right?
Hardly. It's just a barn and a shed.
Maybe just a barn and a shed to you, but it's our bread and butter.
You may seek to make me feel guilty, but after the way you accused my llamas of damaging your garden, I have no qualms whatsoever.
Don't talk to me about qualms.
Now, I'm sorry, Joe, but I really must be going.
What makes you think you got the right, eh?
I'm off to cast my votes.
I've already done mine.
And then I shall be going to the stables for my hack for winning best costume in the Three Peaks.
Not that it makes any difference. It's the rich what gets richer and the poor who has to suffer.
Plus, I've got some men coming round, so I really can't spend all day arguing with you.
Interesting marketing concept, that. Wild beef.
You could call it free range, I suppose.
Yeah.
I'm not sure wild beef from Brookfield has got quite the right ring to it. Sounds a bit Wild West.
But you never know. Hey, I love these cheese stalls. Do you fancy a bit?
Borset Gold.
Mind if we try some?
Help yourself.
Thanks.
Thanks.
That's really good. It's got quite a nutty taste.
That's tangy, too.
So, I still can't persuade you to sell your beef at one of these markets?
No, it's not that. I think they're a great idea. Like I said before, it's a matter of time.
Your mum and dad could help out.
Well, possibly, though. I'm not sure I could expect them to turn out every week.
Thanks for the taste, then.
Okay. And apart from them, it's difficult to see who else I could ask. We need Bert on the farm.
I just think it's such a great opportunity.
I'm not disagreeing with you, Adam.
I think our venison will go well here. No one's selling it.
I know.
I'm sure it'll be the same for your Herefords.
Perhaps. I can definitely see it working for you at any rate.
Yes. Anyway, how about that pint I promised you?
Oh, sure, it's getting on a bit.
Come on, make it a quick one. All right, good night.
You know, it's funny. Even though there's nothing I can really do, I feel like I ought to be around the village this afternoon because of the election.
Oh, yes, the corridors of power.
Hardly. Hey, how's Debbie, by the way? She's back at work now, isn't she?
Yes, but Mum reckons she's come back too soon.
It's hardly surprising, knowing Debbie.
I know. She's so unhappy, David.
Still.
It's almost as if she's going through the motions.
Oh, dear.
I mean, that's not like her, is it?
No. But, you know, her input to Hassett Hills over the last few weeks hasn't exactly been great either.
Mm. I've tried getting her interested in the venison, but she just doesn't want to know. Or she makes out it's all a waste of time.
It's really unlike her to be that negative.
I know. I'd really value her input with something like this.
Well, she's been through a lot. It can take a long time to get over it all.
Or maybe it is just this bug, and all she needs is a bit more time to recuperate.
Yeah.
Come on, I'll get these.
All right.
Thank you, Alistair, for offering to accompany me back.
That's all right.
I suppose I was holding the others up, rather.
Oh, don't worry about it. Girls don't mind.
Hope not.
You all right, by the way? You look a bit pale.
Yes, I'm fine.
Eric's usually very good with novices.
Thought he was being rather headstrong, actually, especially on the way back.
Oh, he's probably just keen to get home. I've always found the best advice is to try and be as relaxed as possible.
Oh, yes, I've tried to relax. I really enjoyed myself.
Good.
Definitely gives you a different perspective, seeing Ambridge from a horse.
I'm sorry Shula wasn't here to go with you.
Yes, it would have been nice. Still, I could hardly expect her to give up a prior commitment like badminton, just for me.
No, well, she does love going there.
By the way, I think your new car park looks very smart.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, the builders just finished it yesterday.
Yes, I thought so.
In fact, it means they finally completed everything, which is wonderful.
Congratulations.
Can't believe we won't have to pick our way around their skips and piles of rubble anymore.
Must be a great relief.
Oh, you can say that again.
I remember only too well how disruptive it was when we had our men in after the flood.
Yes, of course.
Is he supposed to stop like that?
Come on, Eric. Don't stop now.
He's not moving.
Try digging your heels in.
I tried that before. He just ignores me.
Walk on.
No, no, it's all right. We're so close, I might as well get off now.
Well, I'll call one
of them. No, really, I'll be fine. If I can just get my foot out and swing my leg over.
Okay, but slowly.
Oh, my goodness.
It's all right. I've got you.
Oh, dear. Good job you were there to catch me.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Not quite the textbook dismount, I'm sure, but still, never mind.
Oh, steady.
No, I'm fine, really. They can be very stubborn, these animals, can't they?
Is that your eye axe?
Yes. Yeah, I should have it out of the way by next week, thank goodness.
Bureaucracy, hey?
Well, quite. You're looking so cheery about.
I've just been to the farmer's market in Felpersham with David.
And?
It was very good, like all the others.
What did David think?
Oh, he liked it too. But he doesn't think he'll be able to man a stall on a regular basis.
Well, I'm not surprised.
But I think our venison would do well.
Oh, good.
So I really think we should get cracking with it.
Well,
come on, think about it. There are 4 farmer's markets within a 20-mile radius, and a couple more not far beyond. We'd get at least 2 days' work a week out of them.
You think so?
Well, definitely. And all we'd need here would be a couple of rooms, one for cutting up and a cold one for storage. It's not much.
All right, but before we commit, I want you to give me the full facts, everything that's involved.
Right. Does that mean you want to go ahead?
Well, in principle, I don't see why not.
Fantastic.
Oh, by the way, Tom Archer's employing a part-time butcher for his sausages. There might be an opportunity for us there.
Okay, I'll grab Tom and have a word. Perhaps Debbie can help, seeing as she's done this sort of thing for Hassett Hills.
You'll be lucky to get much out of her the way she is at the moment.
I'm sure she'll be fine once she's properly over this bug. Oh,
possibly. Although your mother's now convinced herself it's ME or something like that.
Oh, God, I hope not.
Don't suppose for a minute that's what it is. It feels like she's an awfully long way from getting back to her old self.
How can I talk to you with them 2 critters staring at me?
Well, you just have to ignore them.
I knows what you're up to on your own.
Yes, I think we established that this morning.
I ain't talking about our barn now. It's your garden.
What about my garden?
Hey, can't you keep that thing under control?
Might be better if we moved over there. Wolfgang, Constanza, stay. Now, what were you saying?
I seen that digger in your garden.
Yes, I suppose you would have. Not that it's any business of yours.
Oh, not much it ain't. I've been doing up our garden and catty perches for weeks now. What's the point, eh? If you're just going to pay somebody to make you a new one.
No, Joe. It's not that at all. They're restructuring after the ravages of the flood. Oh. We just haven't got round to it before.
Funny how it'll be done just in time for the open gardens.
Pure coincidence. It'll change something of the appearance of the garden, I grant you, but there really isn't any nefarious intent.
The least you could have done would have been to get Eddie in with his digger. That would have been the neighbourly thing to do.
Neighbourly? You tried to cheat me into buying all your plants for you.
Yeah, well, no, that was different.
No, I'm sorry, but I have no sympathy for you at all. Now, if you don't mind, I have more important things to do.
I see the polls are still open.
Yeah, they close at 9.
Well, you've got our votes anyway.
Oh, thanks. I'd be worried if I hadn't.
Here's to the start of a glowing political career.
Mm.
And my new surgery.
Oh. How many weeks over deadline were they?
Mm. Don't ask.
So you're off to Farnham tomorrow night?
Yeah. Be nice to celebrate by getting away.
Well, at least things turned out well for Tim and Janet. Hasn't been so easy for Brian.
Might be best to change the subject. Luke's just come in.
Brian. Oh, yeah.
It's all very well, Adam, but if Greg can't be bothered...
I don't think you should be too hard on it.
Well, that's easy for you to say, but I need him back here.
What's up with Greg?
Oh, he's phoned from France to tell us he's staying on a few days longer without even so much as a buy your leave.
Oh, are you worried William's not up to it?
No, he's very capable. That's not the point. If anything does go wrong, William may not have the experience to handle it and we could end up in trouble.
Well, why don't you ask George to help out?
Yes, I've thought of that. Yes, I just might sound him out.
I shouldn't think William would mind. When I saw him earlier, he had a face as long as a pike staff. He could probably do with the company.
Well, I suspect that might have more to do with the problems between him and Ed.
Yeah.
Yes, well, I haven't got any complaints about his performance.
Cooey,
so
David.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry to interrupt, and I know it's a little late to raise the matter now, but I...
What's that, Linda?
Dog poo.
Shall you go and get the drinks in
it? Not for me, thank you.
Pints all round?
Yeah, I should think so.
Yes, please.
You can help me carry them, Adam.
Yeah, OK.
Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but clearly a lot of dog owners are not disposing of their animals' excreta in the requisite manner.
But it has got better, though.
Yes, but some people are using their pooper scoopers and then simply throwing the bag under the nearest bush. It makes nonsense of the whole thing.
See.
Actually, I agree. It's not very nice.
Precisely. What we need, David, are more of those specified bins.
Right, OK, Linda, well, if elected, I promise to look into it.
Thank you. Oh, and Alistair, I forgot to ask you earlier. Has Shula said who the new vicar is yet? Bert still won't tell anyone.
Really? Well, I don't know why he's being so secretive. The Archdeacon phoned this morning to confirm the appointment.
Oh, thank goodness.
Shula was going to tell Bert to let everyone know. Oh, perhaps you couldn't get hold of him.
Well, he has been busy today.
So, who is it?
Oh, his name's Alan Frank.
Ah.
I think he's in his 40s.
And he's a widower with a 14-year-old daughter.
Oh. You seem to know more than I do.
Oh, I bumped into him when he came to visit a couple of weeks ago. Seemed charming. I'm sure it's a good choice.
Well, Dad's wondering if he'll want to use the organ or if he's more of a guitar and tambourine man.
Oh, dear. I do hope it's the former.
Well, I'm afraid I can't enlighten you there. But he was a unanimous choice.
Good.
Yeah. Shula reckons that if anyone's up to the task of following Janet, it'll be Alan.
Ed's got something romantic in mind for Emma.
Hi, Red. Sorry, just listened to a message from Will.
Oh, right.
It's about the fifth one in the last couple of days. Might ring him back later.
Are you doing anything tonight?
Nope. Well, Ken asked if I wanted to go over to the cafe and help put out the furniture.
Oh, he knows how to party, don't he?
Oh, he does, actually. Oh, but anyway, I said I was too tired seeing as it's the end of the week.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Only, now I'm back here, I don't feel so tired anymore.
Oh, it's funny, that. Do you want to go somewhere, then?
Yeah, why not? Could do with some fun after the week I've had.
Well, what about a curry?
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right, shall I come pick you up around 7?
Yeah, make it 6:30 if you like. All I got to do is throw on a change of clothes.
Oh, even better.
So, David got in quite easily in the end.
And Graham Ryder didn't.
No, thank goodness.
I'm really glad about that. I wouldn't feel as though I could trust him.
I think that's what a lot of people felt.
So, when's David's first meeting?
Next week, I think.
Well, good luck to him. I'm sure he'll do a great job.
I think it'll be good for him.
Now, about this garden.
Oh, come on, Usha. You can't keep me waiting any longer.
Yes, I can.
At least tell me what the restaurant was like.
Very expensive.
Well, that's a good sign, then.
I'm not saying any more until we've at least made a start on these primulas.
That's not fair.
But we need to get on in case it rains.
All right, half an hour. But then we're taking a break, and I want you to tell me everything.
OK, I promise.
Hey, you're very good.
Just one of the many skills I picked up in the Merchant Navy. Jiving at Jack's hat has a certain ring, don't you think?
Definitely.
Well, you're not bad yourself.
Oh, thank you, babe. I'm a bit out of practice, though.
Well, then you've got the perfect excuse to catch up.
Whoa.
Right, what should we have next? A bit of Elvis or, hey, how about some Chuck Berry?
Now, why don't we finish putting out the chairs first?
You're such a hard taskmaster.
Well, it's so nearly done. We might as well finish it off.
OK, come on then.
Oh, the decorators have done a great job, haven't they?
Yeah.
It makes such a difference.
Well, touch wood. We've been lucky so far. Everything's gone really smoothly.
Well, that's not just luck. You've put a lot of work into this.
Oh, thanks. Well, now I've finally been given the chance to get my teeth into something. I think I've proved what I'm capable of.
Have your mum and dad been in yet?
Yeah, they came over earlier in the week, but it was still a bit of a mess.
I'm sure they'll be impressed.
Yeah, well, I hope so. I want all my family here next week for the opening.
Too right.
Oh, hey, nearly forgot. The pièce de résistance.
Uh-huh.
My sauce bottles.
Kitten.
You can't have a 50s calf without tomato-shaped sauce bottles.
Oh, look who it is.
Hello, you two.
Hiya.
Doesn't the neon sign look wonderful when it's lit up?
Certainly does.
The wrong impression, though. People might think you're already open.
We have had a couple of people trying to get in.
I'll turn it off in a minute.
You two look as though you've been busy. All those brochures.
Yes, we've just been to Borchester College.
Peggy's enrolled herself in one of those courses that teaches you all about word processing and the internet.
Oh, that's great.
I thought you weren't too keen on the old computers.
Oh, I wasn't at first, but now I'm getting used to them. They're rather fun.
Yeah, it's a pity we can't fit a couple in here. Make it a cyber cafe.
Oh, no, I don't want to go into that.
Don't worry, Jack, I'm not serious.
Thank goodness.
Anyway, what do you think? Now it's fully redecorated.
It's lovely. So bright. Much nicer than it used to be.
It feels more spacious. I think the curtains help with that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm glad I chose them. Yellow's such a warm colour.
Well, you could almost open tomorrow.
Except we haven't got the kitchen completely ready yet.
And there's still some of the I's to be dotted and T's to be crossed on the paperwork.
But it's good to feel we're prepared.
I want next Friday to be special.
Oh, it will be. I've given out loads of invitations.
I hope it doesn't get too crowded.
Oh, you can't have too many. The more the merrier.
Within limits.
But we want to make a splash, don't we?
Yeah, too right.
Oh, and before I forget, we'd like to take you out for a meal, Kenton, and Cathy, of course, to thank you for all the hard work you put in.
You don't have to do
Thanks,
that.
That'd be great. When were you thinking of?
Any time that suits you.
Well, we haven't got anything planned for this evening, have we?
Well, no, just a quiet drink while Sid's got Jamie.
I'm not sure about
It's probably a bit awkward.
There's no time like the present, is there?
Well, how about the Bombay Duck, since it's just across the road? Everybody OK with Indian?
That sounds like a splendid idea.
Right, curry it is, then. Just give me 10 minutes to clear up and we'll be off.
Have you got a new boyfriend, Auntie Usha?
Don't be so nosy, Pip. It's all right, I don't mind. No, I haven't got a new boyfriend. Saga is just a friend.
Oh, that's a shame.
Come on, Pip, out of here. You were supposed to have started your piano practice 10 minutes ago.
All right. I'll see you after practice.
Yes, I expect so. So, it didn't exactly go to plan last night.
No. It was rather an odd evening altogether. We hadn't even sat down to look at the menus before he started asking all about my career.
Well, I suppose it's only natural to be curious.
Well, that's what I thought at first, but he kept on and on, asking about my qualifications, what sort of cases I'd handled. He wanted to know everything in such detail.
You should have given him your CV.
Well, exactly. It felt like I was being interviewed.
Oh, dear.
And when he asked how much I knew about company law, particularly relating to the pharmaceutical industry, which he just happens to be in, I realised that's what it was. A job interview.
Oh.
What he was looking for was an unpaid in-house lawyer who'd also do his cooking, cleaning and laundry.
What a cheek!
In the end, I got so fed up, I asked if there was anything he could offer me in return.
Oh, what did he say?
He gave me all the standard answers about a home and financial security, but... Well, I pointed out I'd already got those.
Good for you.
So then I asked if he'd do the cooking and washing for me when I had to work long hours on my cases, and would he come up with prescriptions if I felt tired or unwell.
And what did he say to that?
He just looked at me as though I'd arrived from another planet. We hardly said another word all night.
Sounds like he got exactly what he deserved.
Maybe. Auntie Thatcher wasn't pleased, of course.
No, I suppose not.
I have an awful feeling that looking for someone who wants me for myself and treats me as an equal might not be so easy.
But he is the first one. You mustn't judge everyone by him.
No, you're right. I'll just have to keep on trying, won't I?
Glad we're doing something to celebrate my new job.
I'd be able to come here all the time, seeing as it's just over the road.
I don't suppose it'll look too good if I keep popping over to one of our rivals, though.
No, well, you know what I mean. Oh, I'm starving.
So am I.
Yeah, how many poppadoms do you want?
Don't know. How much are they?
It don't matter. I'm paying for this.
No, you're not. I earn more than you. If anything, it's me who should be paying.
Oh, okay, if you want.
God, you're so different from Will. He insists on paying for everything.
Well, he can afford to.
He makes such a big thing of it, though.
Yeah, well, I'm not Will, am I? Oh, no, hold your menu in front of your face.
What?
Just do it. You'll never guess who's coming in.
Who?
It's only Kent and Kathy and the Woolies.
You're kidding.
No, no, really.
Oh, they mustn't see me. I said I was too tired to help Kent and...
Well, we don't want to sit with them anyway, do we?
No way. Oh, I bet this looks really stupid.
Oh, it don't matter. Here they come.
I think you're supposed to go down at the end.
Oh, right.
Do you know, I haven't had a curry since Jean-Paul made me one.
Oh, yes, I remember.
Well, I bet that was good.
Well, yes. What was it? Madras? Korma?
I don't suppose it was a Balti.
I do remember it was very nice.
God, what a bunch of stiffs.
Oh, Ed, you don't think they've seen us, do you?
No, no. Wait until they're looking at their menus, then we'll make a move.
Okay.
I'm not sure I remember what he called it, but culinary masterpiece, though it undoubtedly was. It didn't quite have that authentic taste.
Of course, if you want a really authentic curry, then you've got to go to India.
Oh, that's easier said than done.
Quite.
No, no, honestly, when I was in the Merchant Navy, we stopped over in Goa several times, and, well, the curries there had to be tasted to be believed.
Oh, well, if you're offering to take me there one day to test this theory, I'd be more than happy to oblige.
Jack and I have often talked about going to see the Taj Mahal.
That's true. I expect we'd get a very good curry there. Now then... What about drinks?
Oh, the house red's perfectly acceptable.
Personally, I prefer white.
Actually, I like lager with a curry.
I think we better tell the waiter to hang on.
Right, let's go for it.
No, the waiter's coming.
What? This way, come on, quick, let's go.
Sorry, we lost our appetite.
Yeah, we'll be back another time.
The look on that waiter's face.
Oh, I know, it was classic.
Oh, I don't know what Jack and Peggy must have thought. I'm sure they saw it.
Who cares if they did? Oh, it's a pity we missed out on that curry, though.
Yeah, Chippy was just as good, though.
Yeah, but I wanted it to be more romantic than that.
Don't be daft, it was fun.
Yeah, but...
I don't mind, Ed. I haven't had such a good laugh in ages.
Yeah, me neither.
That's what I like about you. You're really fun to be with.
Oh, you're just saying that.
No, it's true. Well, do you remember this?
What?
Hang on a sec. I think it's on the right song.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
This was playing when you wanted to kiss me last week.
Was it? Oh, yeah.
It was at your place and I ran off.
Yeah, yeah, I remember.
Oh, don't know why I did now.
Don't you?
No. I wouldn't do now.
I could stay here with you forever.
I don't know about forever, but I reckon we got at least a couple of hours.
Yeah?
Mum and Dad are gone out, and Chris is round at her mate's.
What are we going to do for a couple of hours?
Oh, I expect we'll think of something. Just close these curtains.
Come here and kiss me again.
Oh, Ed.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
The Archers was written by Paul Broderick and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Rosemary Watts and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.